You're listening to Local Not Global, part of the Redshift Community Podcast Network. This podcast shares news, advice, recipes and insights from independent traders and food producers from Nantwich and surrounding areas of Cheshire. I am Liz Parkin and Local Not Global is brought to you by In Nantwich, the small town with a big buzz. Follow In Nantwich on social media to keep up to date with what is going on in our floral market town. It's Liz here. I'm in Nantwich and I'm on Hospital Street this time talking to the owners of Magpie Gifts. We have Mark and we have his daughter Josie. So I'm going to go to Mark first of all. Tell me a bit about the history of Magpie Gifts.
Well, Magpie Gifts has been here for donkeys. I think it began mid-70s with the previous owner. She had four sons and they all went to university and left home. She had a card shop round the corner and she decided that things were getting a bit too much for her. So, well, knocking on for 20 years ago, she decided that she'd sell the gift shop. And my wife rang me. I was a sales director of an engineering company at the time. And she said, "Sue wants to sell the shop, Magpie Gifts." And I said, "I'll have it." And that was it. So I gave me notice in within 10 days, I think it was.
That's fantastic. Now, you wasn't quite a snap decision because you did actually have your first shop over in Sandbach. Tell me about that one as well.
Well, our first shop was in Warrington years and years ago that we started off with a series of IKEA tables with tablecloths over them, and my wife made jewellery and draped it over the tablecloths, and that's how we started. And then we moved to Sandbach because we saw a Sandbach shop. It was an ex-television rental shop. We had to redo the front of it. We let Catherine's wife's sister have the old Warrington shop while we moved over here. And we'd had Sandbach for, I think, 5 years before the Nantwich shop came on the scene. The shop in Sandbach is called The Real Thing. The one here is called Magpie Gifts. And if you look over our door, it does actually say The Real Thing in association with Magpie Gifts now, because people were coming from Sandbach, they knew we had one here, and they were getting confused because they couldn't find it. So it's a shop with two names, which is a bit unusual. But yeah, here we are, going from strength to strength, and my daughter's coming into the business as well now.
Josie, tell me about yourself and how long you've been involved with the business.
I've been with the business now for 3 years. Previous to that, I was teaching at a local school in Nantwich. And then after I finished teaching, I started doing craft fairs. My mum taught me how to make jewellery. So after her teaching me, I came up with a few of my own designs, did a few craft fairs at Bridgemere and around local towns, and then decided that I would come permanently in the shop with my dad.
Did he have a say in that?
Absolutely not. But he loves it all the same. I do work between the two shops. I'm more based in Nantwich and I am building up the website as we speak as well. If you're coming into the Nantwich shop, you will be seeing my face as well.
Lovely. So let's go back to Mark. Tell me about lockdown. What has that meant for you here at Magpie?
Scary time. In fact, coming to Nantwich, kept coming in once a week to check if I had any mail, and just driving through the town centre with every shop boarded up and nobody on the streets. It was like a science fiction story. It was just unreal. Didn't like it at all. But we've now been open for a couple of weeks. People are starting to come back. And I think on Saturday when the pubs and clubs and cafes open, I think it'll be more of a town again.
How are you finding the road closure down here on Hospital Street? Is that being a bit of a problem still?
Yes, it would have been better, I think, if the council would have consulted the actual shops that were on the street. And my idea would have been, couldn't we make one side of the street one way and the other pavement on the other side the other way? And then we wouldn't have had to shut the road at all. But it is what it is. Hope it goes away soon, because people do like to park up quickly on the side of the road, run across, buy something and go. So I don't see any need really to close the road.
It's almost a bit of a knee-jerk reaction, perhaps, to letting everybody out again when Nantwich, sadly, in some ways, hasn't been busy enough almost for it to warrant it being closed. So let's hope it does sort of open up soonish as well.
When it gets down to 1 metre, distance being 1 metre again, that should solve it.
Hi, I'm Mandy from Busy Bod's Boutique, Hospital Street, Nantwich. And at Busy Bod's Boutique, you'll find lots of beautiful clothes, inspiring toys and gifts for the 0 to 8-year-old. We've got something for every occasion, whether it's a new baby gift, a birthday, a christening, or perhaps just a big treat, then we can help. We're now offering a personal shopping experience and armchair shopping too. Take a look on our Facebook page, find us online, or visit us in-store at Busy Bod's Boutique Nantwich. You're sure of a warm welcome.
So Josie, back to you. Just talk us through some of the wonderful things you can buy here at Magpie Gifts. There's lots of brand names that people will know. There's all sorts of really lovely things. So talk me around the shop.
So you will be seeing a vlog from us very, very shortly on the In Nantwich group, which I will be doing and showing you a bit of an insight into our range. But we have our own brand of jewellery, which we actually go to Thailand and source ourselves, with sterling silver earrings from £4.50. And then at the more extreme end of the ranges that we stock the clog eye, which is rare Welsh gold, the rose gold, with pieces, you know, with it being more rare, up to a couple of hundred pounds. And then, to be honest, we've got everything in between. We've got Fiorelli, which is an Italian range. You might know them for their handbags. They also do sterling silver jewellery, which is lovely. We've got Coeur de Lion, which is a German brand, all Swarovski crystal, brightly coloured necklaces. And then we also deal with precious gemstones as well, and another range by Kit Heath. We do stock the Kit Heath range and another range that they do called Dew, which is probably more reasonably priced silver pieces. So yeah, we've got a really good variety for people. We also stock children's jewellery as well, called Difa Diamond, which has got christening bangles, watches, everything and anything you could need in jewellery we've got, really. And if not, we'll go out of our way to kind of get hold of for you as well.
And you've also got gifts suitable for men, haven't you? And some clothing as well. So quite a big range now.
Yeah, definitely. I think luckily we've got my dad here. He does a lot of the buying for the men's gifts and he likes all the gadgety bits. So we have some really unusual pieces. And quite often, especially around Father's Day, we'll get people coming in and saying, oh, what a fab idea. And I would have never have thought of if it wasn't for him. So the clothes range, it's all Italian clothing. So it's really nice quality. A lot of nice linens, really reasonably priced. And then, of course, we've got a smelly range as well, which is the Ashley and Burwood scented oil lamps. All sorts, yeah.
Well, I can see you obviously love working here and you obviously also love working with your dad. Do you want to share any little secrets of how to run a successful family business?
I think the bit he's cringing now. Yeah, I think the biggest thing is to probably get along because we do have such good banter in the shop and we can whinge at each other as well. And then the next minute we're laughing together. So I think, yeah, the relationship between us is probably the best thing to hold the shop together. Yeah.
That's a really lovely thing to say. And I will come back to you for the last word because I want all your contact details, but I better go to the boss man himself for his last word. What do you think of working with your daughter and your wife?
Couldn't be better. Couldn't be better. Fantastic. She's a partner now. She has aspirations to kick me out earlier, but I think sometime next year I might be persuaded to take more of a back seat.
You heard it here first, everybody. Excellent.
You can still have a part-time job. You're all right.
On the Saturdays or the days that she doesn't want to do. So, Josie, give us the contact details and social media links for Magpie.
Our telephone number in the shop is 01270 629 808. And like I said before, I am building up the website now. So we've probably got a vast majority of our jewellery on there. That's www.keepitrealthing.co.uk. We also have a Facebook page, which you'll be able to find us under Magpie Gifts Nantwich. We do have a separate Facebook page for the Sandbach shop as well, just because we have the pictures of the shops on the front to try and avoid confusion. That's The Real Thing Sandbach. And we are on Instagram as well, which is Real Thing Jewellery. So you can find us on all of those different platforms and send us a message if you're struggling to find anything. We're happy to help.
Great stuff. I've enjoyed following your social media lately since we've been doing the Nantwich is Open campaign. Traders have really stepped up. There's lots of videos going on. You're very good at doing the videos, aren't you? Have you been enjoying it?
Yes and no. I like doing the videos because it's just something different, especially for jewellery. I personally have never seen in jewellery before. I do like doing it in that way, but then I watch myself back and I'm like, cringe. I think you'll be seeing more and more of those from us, especially if people are still worried about coming out with COVID. We do have PPE in place in the shop to keep you protected, but the website and the videos are fab because you can virtually shop from home. You can see the products, you know, I can talk you through what they are. And then all you need to do is click on the website. We do free collection in the shop and we do free local delivery in Nantwich and Sandbach as well. So you're covered in all areas.
Brilliant stuff. Well, thank you very much to both of you. It's been lovely to have a chat with you after all this time.
Hi, this is Mark from our family-run shop, Magpie Gifts, down Hospital Street next to the Vine Pub. We are the oldest established gift shop in Nantwich and have been here for over 40 years. We've got an eclectic range of jewellery and gifts to excite everyone's imaginations and pockets. From rare Welsh gold to unusual clocks and watches, we have it all. Why not come and browse for that perfect gift or even a well-earned treat for yourself? And our friendly staff will even gift wrap your purchases free of charge. See you soon at Magpie Gifts, Hospital Street.
You're listening to Local Not Global, part of the Redshift Community Podcast Network. This podcast shares news, advice, recipes and insights from independent traders and food producers from Nantwich and surrounding areas of Cheshire. I am Liz Parkin and Local Not Global is brought to you by In Nantwich, the small town with a big buzz. Follow In Nantwich on social media to keep up to date with what is going on in our floral market town.